Good Monday evening to everybody. This is the Monday Night Kickoff Show with your host, Redfish Chuck. I am your host, Redfish Chuck. First, I want to start off real quick just by thanking everybody for who listens to the show, for all the love and support you guys have shown myself and my wife and our family over the last couple of days and dealing with the illness that my youngest had. And I'm happy to announce that he was all smiles the last couple of days, and seems to be doing a bit better. He still has some of the symptoms of the salmonella that we can't figure out how in the world he picked up. But, you know, that's kind of opened up doors to some other things, and, you know, we're going to take it all one step at a time. But enough of that. So I appreciate it. Thank you. But tonight we're going to talk about, since Christmas music is already being played on the radio and in every shopping plaza that you go to. It hasn't even been Turkey Day yet, but whatever. We're going to talk a little bit about what everybody wants on their Christmas list. If you should have a Christmas wish list of fishing tackle, we're going to discuss some of my personal Christmas wish list items. I've got the landing crew, Mark Wheeler, on the phone with me. Mark, how are you doing, bud?
Going on, man? Hey, you want to turn on the chat?
I didn't turn on chat.
You did not turn on chat.
I'm looking at chat. I got chatters chatting.
Oh, there we go. I had to do the refresh thing in the jigger. My bad.
Yeah, no problem. It's
game
all good.
On.
Game on. yeah, so, hey, I just found out from you that you just recently quit smoking and you want to kill yourself. That's interesting.
Yes.
How long have you been smoke-free?
Going on 5 days now. I talked to Chip Thursday and I was talking about it, and then I went through one of those smoker hack attacks and almost passed out from it and went, you know what, I don't need to be doing this. You know, I've got kids, I've got family, and plus it's just really, you know, trying to paddle and you get out of breath when you're 100 yards from the beach already, it's kind of a buzzkill. So, had to make that decision and go with it.
No, for sure.
Great.
That's awesome, man. I used to dip tobacco quite a bit, and my dip of choice was Skull Bandits because I didn't want any evidence that I've been dipping in my teeth when I get home. So I'd use the pouches, and it took me a little while to kind of get over that. So, but no, good luck with it, man. I hope you're able to follow through. That's good. But
yeah.
I see in the chat room already we've got a pretty good crowd. We've got let's see, Hammerhead's in there, Mark Lozier's in there, Aaron. Mark Lozier was in there. Aaron's in there, Chip's in there, you're in there, and I got a guest in there, and I have Mrs. Lozier in there. So that's awesome. If anybody want to call in, feel free. The number, as always, is 714-816-4727. We're going to discuss Christmas lists, since it's right around the corner from Black Friday. Well, everyone's going to go shopping and spend all their hard-earned money. But let's see. Oh, real quick. I haven't gotten my new Jackson kayaks yet, and it's killing me. And I keep seeing pictures of everybody else's boats put up on the internet and reports and reviews and this, that, and the other. And yesterday, after being pent up in hospitals and in the house for a couple of days, I went for a little walk down to an area where I usually go kayaking and have pretty good success this time of year with a lot of redfish and trout. And I looked out across this flat right near where I would normally launch from, and I counted about 10 or 12 tails from the bank just looking across the flat. So this area, however, has a real soft bottom, and while I am brave and slightly stupid, I wasn't going to get in the water and attempt to wade over to them. It just didn't seem like that good of an idea. Plus, I know there's some big gators that like to roam that area. So to my fine friends at Jackson Kayaks, I know you're probably listening, if not listening to the podcast. I'm anxiously awaiting my kudas. So take your time, make them well, however. Wouldn't hurt my feelings if you put a rush on it. But there you go. All right.
Real subtle, bud. Real subtle.
Yeah. Yeah. Next week, next Monday, I have a pretty interesting opportunity. Florida Sportsman Magazine is going to be putting together a book on kayak fishing in the next in this upcoming year. And I got hooked up with Jeff Weekly, who is one of the editors of Florida Sportsman Magazine, and he's going to come up and do some fishing with me and take some pictures and that kind of thing, and, you know, kind of pick my brain on the water as far as fishing my area for reds and trout and the things that we do up here. So really excited about that, and I look forward to having Jeff on as a guest the following Monday so that Jeff and I have something to talk about, hopefully good. Let's see. I'm going to try my best to get Mark to come on down here at some point and do some fishing with me. I know he's still jonesing to do so, and I can't wait to get him on the water. I know he was thinking about going back. I see you're still in the chat room. If you can put up the dates you're going home, we'll try and work something out.
I think he's heading out tomorrow morning, heading back to Virginia.
Okay.
I think he's going to be there a week or 10 days or something like that. But it's much needed for him.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Dude, I was without my oldest son for about 4 days, and I don't know how anybody can do deployments. I know you guys are, most of you guys out there are former military, and being without your family and everything else, it's, it's tough. I was going crazy not being around Trey for just 4 days. I can't imagine weeks or months or even almost a full year. As my wife's best friend, Brooke Lee, her husband's a Marine, and he's been deployed for, seems like forever. And, it's bad stuff. But Christmas list. What's on your Christmas list, Mark? I'm sure you've got a pretty healthy laundry list.
Yeah. Right now, my main focus is on two main fishing events coming up early next year. The first one being the Boondoggle. And for that, I basically, I'm not looking at rods or reels. I'm looking more in the line of, camping gear for my Christmas list. So we're looking at, tents, sleeping bags, little things like that. But the big one, is in March for me, and that's the FLW Pro-Am tournament at Kerr Reservoir in Virginia, North Carolina. It's the split between the two states. It's a big tournament. I'll be fishing the amateur side. And that's one where I've already spent, $100+ on maps. Even though I'm not driving the boat, I want to have as much of an idea of what's going on or what will be going on, and to get my input when I get matched to the pro, that night. I think it's Thursday night. I fish Friday, Saturday, and then Sundays were the end of Saturday is the cut day. After that, then Sunday's the championship day, or the last day, I guess you'd say. And that's where, I want to be as competitive as possible, be able to sit down with the pro and be like, okay, you're going to hit here and here and here. Well, on my map here, it's showing this, this, and this. Did you try that spot yet? Or is some other pro take in that area? So this way I can be as well informed as possible, stocking up, as much essential gear. I already know that lake pretty well, and I know what works, but, just making sure I have enough gear, so this way if I get snagged, I can quickly break off, tie on, and throw again, and not have to worry about it. The speed's the key.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I hope you get teamed up with Iaconelli. That'd be awesome.
Oh, you're telling me.
You wouldn't even be able to fish the first part of the morning. You'd be in awe just sitting there watching them.
Well, I'm going to be in awe at the captain's meeting because, I'm looking at, I've already seen the list of pro anglers, and it's a who's who. KVD, Skeet Reese, Rick Klun, the Brewer family. Just the list goes on and on and on. I mean, it's over 150 anglers on the pro side. And it's just huge. I'm going to walk in there And as Chip puts it, I'm going to be laying on the floor, foaming at the mouth, you know, shaking, you know, in the corner, you know, I'm a pretty dog, I'm a pretty boy, I'm a pretty boy, I'm a pretty boy, you know, kind of situation. So I'm already stoked about that, you know. And just to even get in, you know, they opened up the registration for the amateur side on the 1st of November. And they opened it up at 11 o'clock in the morning. By 11:30, it was already filled.
Wow.
And if I didn't have, I had a buddy of mine tell me, dude, you want to be, you know, you want to call in at 10:30 and be put on hold. Otherwise, you'd be calling at 10:50 or 11, you're not getting in. And it takes them about 30 minutes to fill the spots. So,
that's incredible. That's awesome. That is really cool, dude. And there's a big prize money in a boat for that, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a brand new Ranger boat. It's one of the smaller versions. I think it's a 14 foot, but it's, you know, fully loaded. You know, all the ramps, signed by Mr. Forrest Wood himself. If you don't know, Forrest Wood started Ranger boats.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that already is just like, oh, you know, in any bass fisherman's eyes. A big chunk of change in prize money, and, you know, it's the new step that all these, you know, BASS and FLW have really took that step in, you know, realizing, hey, why is it so hard to keep good anglers, you know? You had so many anglers I've watched the past, you know, 10 years, you know, back in, you know, beginning of the century, I guess you'd say, where they were, you know, really good, but they were solid, you know, not taking first, but they were always in the mix. And they drop off all of a sudden. It's because they weren't getting paid. And
right.
I think FLW and BASS has really stepped up their game with their sponsorships and really pushing the angler sponsors along with that and saying, hey, you guys have got to step it up. You guys are making billions and billions of dollars on these guys. The least you can do is, you know, give them a little chump change here and there. And those sponsors went to BASS and FLW and said, you guys got to start doing the same too. You know, even your big guy who's making $2 million, he's wasting, you know, half of that on, you know, tournament entries and research and travel and everything else. It's time for y'all to, you know, step up your game. And, you know, you can really see that now coming through and through. So that's big.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's going to be a good time, it sounds like, regardless of a win or of a lose, man. You get to fish with the pro, and you'll probably learn a bunch of things. And who knows, I mean, I'm sure you'll be able to teach them something as well. That's really cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get down to it real quick. Christmas wish list, all right? Well, let's just do this before we get into that. I'm going to need one of these real quick. I got another 757 area code on the line.
It's Lozier. What's going on?
What's going on, Lozier?
Packing my bags and ready to head home. That's what's going on.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Bet you're excited, my friend.
I am.
Good stuff.
Much needed week at home.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you're headed back down after that week?
Yeah, I'll be here for a while. Then 3 weeks and back home for Christmas. So.
Oh, very good.
Good to go.
Very good. All right, so let's see. All right, my Christmas wish list for 2011, which should be available on yakangler.com, yakangler.com being your all things necessary and important in the world of kayaking, your ultimate kayak fishing resources, yakangler.com. Check them out if you're not a member of their website yet. Become one. It's a good deal. I'm pretty simple. I've kind of become more of the fly fisherman than I have been in the spinning realm of things, but I still want a brand new Stradic FG from Shimano. I'm sorry. Sustain. I already have the Stradic. I want a Sustain FG from Shimano. The Sustain 2500 would suit me just fine, and that reel has basically every bell and whistle you could ever ask for in a spinning reel for the price. The price has gone up this year. The MSRP on the sustains is between $329 and $349, depending upon the size. But it's well worth it if you're into good quality equipment, as I am. Holds plenty of braid. It's got a ton of ball bearings and all the good bells and whistles that are needed to handle the rigors of saltwater use and catching big fish on light tackle. If I have not fished with one yet, however, they have changed this one up a little bit and made it with a CI4 rotor, which is the same as you know as the Stradic CI4s, making it an even lighter reel than it was before. Still has an EVA foam handle, just like the CI4 Stradic. But it's a great all-around reel. It's super lightweight. It's got a pile of drag. I'm not real sure what the drag capability is, but I know it's more than the CI4 was, so that's incredible. And it's pretty cool looking. It's like a gunmetal gray over silver, so it's a good looking reel. I have asked Santa Claus for one. I sent out my letter when I sent out Trey's letter. And, you know, we'll see what happens. Hopefully I'll get one of those fancy reels underneath the Christmas tree this year. But the one I'm really hoping to see, I don't think I'm going to, but I'm hoping to see a brand new Ross Reel F1 fly reel, hopefully in a 9-weight. Just throwing that out there. Any family members that might be listening to the podcast or to the live show, 9-weight.
You mean Santa doesn't listen?
Santa's got my back, dude. He'll be calling in next week. It's cool. Yeah, it's a great reel, too. They retail anywhere between $4.45 and $6.25, depending upon the weight class. It's available in black, nickel, silver, and a guide finish. Not real sure what that means, but we'll go with it. Lifetime warranty on the Ross reels. They hold a pile of backing. And they got a really, really smooth drag system. So that's something that that I'm looking for now is the next step up in fly reel, because I'm going to try and get over to the islands at some point this upcoming year and do some bone fishing. So that smooth drag is going to be pretty important. I'm going down my list that is on yakangler.com of my Christmas list, and I could go ahead and scratch off the next item, which is the G Luma Saltwater Cross Current GLX series. I just picked one of those up, so I could scratch that off. the Stickit anchoring pin system. If you guys fish shallow water and you don't have a Stickit or some sort of a anchoring system, you should probably invest in one. They're not that expensive. $84.95, I think, is MSRP. Got to be too precise on the 8-foot model. It comes with everything that you need. Also, for those of you that like to stand up, you can kind of use it as a push pull as well. It works somewhat. I've used mine for the same thing before. But having two new kayaks coming, I need two new anchor pins. So hopefully somebody's listening who will buy me one of two of those things. That'd be pretty sweet. Yeah. Do you use an anchor pin, either one of the marks?
Oh, yeah. I would never leave home without mine, especially. Well, I take it, obviously, when I'm going in the shallows and the flats and all, yeah, I would never. You could take a lot of my little bells and whistles away from me, but that Stickit pin is the only way I always have that.
Sweet.
Yeah, I found that using mine, and I've got one of those push-pull Y-ends that's really got a defined Y to it. It's great for pushing off of pylons. When I'm fishing around the bridges around here, pushing off treetops. Sticking it in, in annoying turtle spaces, it works great. Seagulls, same thing. When they start being really annoying, slapping them away is a must. It's one of those, universal things that once you start, not thinking about just sticking it in the ground or push-pulling with it is, I could use it to push off this or, just stay just off this pylon here and I can wedge it, underneath my arm like when I've got the other rod, and sky's the limit, really.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there, Lozier, in the chat room. Actually, I was looking, after our conversation last week about or not last week, 2 weeks ago, about the Daiwa line. I was actually looking at them online. I haven't been back to work in a little bit, so I haven't really had a chance to sit down with my catalog, but I'm going to try and see about getting my hands on one of the new ones. I haven't decided which one yet, so I am definitely open to that option. I'm not a Daiwa hater, I assure you.
I got you. Hey, back to that push-pull thing. Hey, can I? Have you ever looked at the Super Sticks? Have you ever looked at Super Sticks?
Yeah, they also make a normal push-pull, right?
No, it's a push. Yeah, exactly. It's a normal push-pull, but it telescopes.
Right.
And it's incredibly strong. And if you know, for the guys that like to stand up, it can't be used. It's a little thicker in diameter, so it's not really good for a stick-it-pins type of thing.
Right.
That makes sense, but it's great for pushing off. And because it telescopes, I have the 7 to 14 foot one. So when it's down, it's just like the same length as a normal stick it, you know, regular anchoring pin. But when you want to really push off, it has that duck foot like Mark was just talking about on the bottom. Plus, theirs is interchangeable. You can use it if you gig. It's got a little gigging thing for it. And you can even put your brush on there for people that use it for boats. So it'll work good too if anybody like kayak fishes slash has a pulling, you know, skiff or something like that. It's a really good option for that too. So something for people to look at if they're looking for something to do some pushing around in their stand-up kayaks or whatever.
Yeah, and if you're local to me over here in the Space Coast of Florida and you're looking to find that particular product that Mark was just talking about, they carry them at Ace Hardware in Titusville. I saw them the other day, as a matter of fact.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, so let's see. Next on my list would be the Mustang Inflatable PFD with the hydrostatic inflator technology, just because it sounds really cool. But no, I definitely need a PFD that fits me a little lighter than a full-on vest. It gets way too hot here in the summertime to wear a full-on vest all day long, and I am that guy who you will always see in pictures without one on, period. I refuse to wear one. But as of the last couple of years and having children of my own now, I feel a bit more responsible. And I feel like I need to, you know, if not for my own sake, I need for their sake to keep myself safe out there, even though I'm only in 3 foot of water. It's still important to have one. So that Mustang looks pretty sweet. I don't know if any of you guys have any experience with the Mustang or any of the flat-laying, chest-laying inflatable PFDs, but it seems like it'd be a good choice for me. They're a little on the pricey side, but, I mean, it's one of those things. It's like, can you really put a price on safety? And I don't think so. I think they retail right around $300 and $350, somewhere in there.
Something I never noticed. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, down here in Florida, when I fished that Irish Water Dogs tournament, they're real poppy. I guess it must be because of the heat, because back home where we fish, everybody wears your standard PFD. And when I came down here and we fished and all that day, and I was amazed at how many people wear the inflatable type like that. And I was like, man, the dog collars, that's what we call them.
Dog collars.
Yeah, I've never seen that. And I've never seen that many of them before. Everybody back home, Mark can attest to that, and all we use the standard kayak and PFD type deal with the flotation all ready to go. So, but
yeah,
I just never saw that so much down here.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the reason for it, is that in the summertime when it's 110 degrees and the humidity is 99.99% and you feel like you're going to die every time you take a breath. It's hot enough to wear a T-shirt, let alone a long-sleeve shirt to keep the sun off you, let alone a full-on life vest. So
right.
That's pretty much the reason for that. 727, is that Rob?
Yeah. How you doing, man?
What's going on, brother?
Nothing. What, did you get a new PFD now?
No. We're going over our Christmas wish list. And Christmas wish list would be a new PFD. As mine, my normal vest that I own, used to be red in color. Now it's more of a white. And I'm pretty sure that's not good. So go ahead.
I don't know if you saw mine, but the Stolquist Getaway, it's basically the less pricey version of the Fisherman, and it's so comfortable. It's not even funny, even in the summertime, man. I've been, you know, I got it over the summer, and I've been wearing it ever since I've got it, and I don't even notice the thing's on probably 95% of the time.
Yeah.
The only time I notice it's on is when I hook a Miradine on it, like when I'm sitting sideways in my kayak and I lean back too far, and when I go to get out of my kayak, my other rod is, like, sticking to me. That's the only time I'd really notice that I have it on.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there, buddy. Does Chuck even wear his PFD in the chat room? And as I said, I probably still wouldn't, but now that I have children and I feel more responsible as an adult and a smarter, wiser person, I should probably do that. Plus, it doesn't look good for the rest of the paddling community that, I don't wear one, and it's kind of, I don't know, looks bad on me. But like I say, I'm changing that. So,
well, here's my thing: is I've worn, flak jackets in, the middle of Iraq in 120 degrees in the shade, for days on end, and never really had a problem, just kept the hydration. I think it's more of everyone has this, especially with the newer PFDs out, like the Storquist Fisherman's, just like that, they have so much, they're only covering your front and back. There's not like you're wearing another shirt, necessarily, with thin shoulder straps with enough padding to feel comfortable and vents all on the side. You'd be surprised once you start getting a little hot, if you just push away the PFD a little bit from your chest and being a fluffy guy. Once I do that, you can smell the bacon roasting off me, but you can, that little second of airflow is like, step in AC for a second. And, it was hot this past summer here in Virginia. I mean, we had some scorching days. And I was still out there. I never had a problem personally. And like I said, I'm a bigger fella.
Listen, I resemble your remarks, sir. Therefore, I appreciate your knowledge and wisdom.
Big bone.
I am very big boned. In fact, I have gotten even more so over the course of the last week, I assure you, because when I get upset and get down and out, I eat, and that makes me happy. So as some of you might have saw my Facebook page, I consumed almost an entire steak myself last night, and I don't know, probably 4 onions worth of caramelized onions, and that's not good for your arteries. So,
but anyway. Did you play football in school?
Did I? Yeah.
Yeah. Tight end or defensive end?
I kind of jumped around. I played a little bit of everything. I played some fullback. I played tight end. I was a receiver. Some strong safety, nose tackle. So I did a little bit of everything. But anyway, I got another caller on the line from 904.
Hi, this is Redfish Jack.
Hey, what's Brandon. Going on?
Nothing much. I'm just driving home from school.
Oh, there you go.
Listening to the show on the way home.
Cool, man. Appreciate you tuning in. Where are you at? What region are you in?
Jacksonville.
Oh, very
Florida.
Cool.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Awesome. Right up there with the Irish Water Dogs.
What's that?
Up there with those Irish Water Dog fellows.
Yeah. I'm a member on their forum, too.
Oh, very cool.
Bill Mann, Yak Angler.
All right, cool. Well, I appreciate you joining the show, man.
No problem.
So let's see what we got going on in the chat room. We got, a full house, it seems. We passed Chunky. Everyone's talking about being chunky and fat. Yeah, well, guess what? We're all about to get even fatter with Thanksgiving right here, and then another smack in the face with Christmas. So my I'm going to real quick just finish up my Christmas list. The Bending Branches Sliced Glass Angler Kayak Paddle. I've been checking that paddle out for a while now. I paddle with a very cheap, inexpensive paddle as it is. And at $139, it seems like a pretty good value. Do any of you guys use any of the Bending Branches stuff, or what paddles are you guys using? We'll start with
I'm an AT
Mark
guy
Wheeler.
Myself.
Who?
Which mark?
You go ahead, Roger.
No, I'm an AT guy myself. I've been for a long time. I use the fish stick, which isn't on the cheap side, but it's a great paddle. I've had one for 5 years now, I guess. So.
Yeah, nice. Mark, landing crew, what are you using? What are you paddling with?
I've got my old school bending branches, Aquabound, I think it is. I'm not really sure anymore because the edges have been worn down and the logo on the paddle is gone. and I'd be truthfully honest, I bought a new paddle to go with my new ride, thinking that, you know, I might as well step up. And I went out to the HRBT that first night. I went maybe 150 yards and dismantled that paddle, threw it inside that kayak, grabbed my old paddle, and never had a problem. So, you know, it's my baby, and I'm really hoping I don't break it any day soon because I don't think I could find that same paddle again. It's just it's my baby.
I got you. Rob, what are you paddling with?
Oh, you know mine. I got the beater, man, the, like, 1980s steel shaft. It doesn't even have the nub in the middle anymore, so it, like, comes disconnected all the time and stuff. But I love it. I beat the dog do out of my paddle, so I need something that's, like, really, really heavy duty. So that's actually on my Christmas list, too. And I used to have a Carlisle Day Tripper, which is what they outfit all of the rental fleets with and stuff, because, you know, people beat the living tar out of anything that's rented. So kayaks are no exception. So you know that they can handle a beating if they put them in rental fleets. And I used to have one, but, I got to jabbering, loading up one time after fishing one day and left it out on the beach, so never saw that bad boy again. So I'm looking to replace it, and that's what I would replace it with. And the long one, the longest one that they make. They want like 280 centimeters or something, whatever. It's like 8 feet. That's what I need. That's what I look for.
Well, you paddle on a Malibu, of course you do. You got to have something big to push that Malibu around.
That's right, man.
Dude, you're just Rob. You're getting owned right now by Mark Yak Sushi in the chat room. He says that you don't.
He says
your paddle doesn't stay together, and you have two oars.
That's right, man. He makes fun of me, but you know the cool thing about this paddle is it's got a padded grip. It's got like memory foam where your hands go, and it makes it super comfortable.
Yeah.
It's not an issue at all.
Yeah.
But
that thing weighs so damn. That paddle weighs so much you could beat a wild boar with it to death, man.
I know, but I need something heavy to help push the kayak. You know, if I had like one of these, you know, super, you know, lightweight, you know, 4 ounce paddles or however much they weigh, I'd have a hard time. It'd take more effort pushing, you know, my big battleship around, man.
I think
that's why
you get a lighter paddle in your hands, you'll be very surprised how much faster and more maneuverable you will be going, because you're not lugging the 150-pound mortar tube there, buddy.
Yeah, but that's why Rob's selling tickets to the gun show, because he's paddling the big...
Oh, that's right.
I'm not.
You're going to hear
dude,
a dial tone in a minute. Somebody's hanging up.
No,
I'm
Rob's
not
a boy,
Batista by any means.
It's all right.
I'm not Batista by any means, man. But another thing, another reason, man, is I'm scared to death of bull sharks, man. So I don't know if any of those paddles that you guys were talking about would handle a bull shark beating or not. But that's another reason I really like I like mine, and I can, you know, break it apart real quick and have two.
I found that bull sharks don't like the brown cloud that tends to surround my kayak when I see them. So
that's right.
That's how I deter them. But
the great thing about the new ride 135, the 2012, instead of just two scuppers or four scuppers in the tank wall that you're sitting in,
I now have six, and one's right underneath my butt. So it just makes the transition from anus to water.
Hey, family
show.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. You hear it on the nightly news.
Wow. All right. So,
That's not very Christmas-like. That's not very Christmas.
Apparently, you never see my family during Christmas.
Oh, my God. That is awesome.
This is a Griswold's Christmas radio show now.
Yeah,
right. Griswold.
Oh, my God. So, let's see. Wow, where do I go from there? Trey.
What next? What next?
Commercial.
The Prince Christmas album.
Yeah, right. All right. Actually, I'm gonna cut away from the Christmas thing for just a second and do some real quick things I forgot about at the beginning of the show. Florida sportswoman, for any of you sports women who are out there that are wanting to get involved in some sort of a club or meet other like-minded women, then try and get with those folks over there. Brittany was a guest on the show a while ago. She's a very good friend of mine. She's got some really exciting things coming up for next year. She's going to be trying to put together seminars. I think once a month she's going to do a seminar. It's the last Wednesday of every month, and those seminars will be held at Strike Zone down in Melbourne, Florida, between 6 and 7 p.m., something like that. It'll be all local captains and guides that'll be doing the seminars. I think I'm going to be doing one as well. And, yeah, so check it out, FloridaSportswoman.com, I believe is her website. You can find her on Facebook. Florida Sportswoman's got their own page, and also Brittany has her own page. Novalski, I believe, is her pronunciation of her last name, Novalsky, or from my military friends, November Oscar Victor Alpha Lima Sierra Kilo Yankee. Woo! Did it. But anyhow, yeah, check that out. That's really cool. I'm really stoked that she's doing that kind of thing, getting the women more involved and such. Also, too, coming up is the Renzetti people. The folks from Renzetti Fly Tying Vices and Rod Building Lathes and such are having a rod building seminar at their factory here in Titusville. I believe it's December the 3rd. I think that there's an entry fee for that or a fee for that. It all goes to charity. I don't know exactly what all is going on yet, but as soon as I get those details, I'll pass them along. And what else? I think that's just about all I got for this week. But cool. So now that we've talked about how to scare away bull sharks using human excrement, let's go over Mark Wheeler. What's on your Christmas list, man? Like your number. Give me three things that's on your Christmas list that you absolutely hope to get.
Darn. let me think here for a second. I was just thinking about it just now, and I was like, yeah, I could use that and that and that. Now I'm just brain farting. Come back to me. I'll know it in a second.
Lozier, besides going home and seeing the family, what's three things that you'd really like for Christmas?
I don't know if there's three things I'd like. There's some things I really, that Yak Attack has been putting out here lately that I'm probably going to try to get my hands on and start tricking out some of my boats a little more. So, it's hard to say. I don't really, there's always stuff I could use, I guess, but nothing. Wouldn't mind a new zillion from my Daiwa team, but other than that, I don't know. I'm not looking for too much for Christmas, but like I said, I've definitely got a couple of those Yak Attack products I'm going to try to get up with and fix up my boats for next year before the season breaks open.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see. Rob.
Let's see. GoPro accessories. Anti-fog inserts, number one. Number two, maybe an LCD screen back door. And, I don't know.
Paddle.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. I don't know. Maybe season two of True Blood, because I haven't seen it yet.
All right. No WWE tickets?
Nah.
All right. Let's see. Mark, Landing Crew, do you remember?
Yeah, for me, you know, I'm looking at it now. I had to actually go back to the one I put on Yak Angler to remind myself. Release reels. I just seen a couple of release reels, a couple of the newer rides that they have out. I had the opportunity of handling one of those Whammy Dine Cool Guy rods, and they're awesome. Oh, my God. You know, some stuff from Release Reels, Innovative Fishermen, as they're also known. A bunch of the Vicious Braid and Vicious Fishing Line products. I tried out that new Power Pro Super 8, and I don't like it at all. Bird's nests and wind knots, and oh, I just about threw my whole rod and reel set in the water the other night. So, you know, going back to Vicious Braid and Vicious Line, and those a couple of those really expensive swim baits, you know, the Boss Shads and the Spros and the Coppers Live Target series, you know, any of those, and I'd be happy as a pig in doo-doo.
Very good. Cool. Well, I mean, some of
you
guys have some. Me?
Yeah.
I already went over my whole list, dude. There's a bunch of stuff that I wanted. The Ross Reel F1, I think it is, and the Inner Nine Weight, and a bunch of other things. I'll tell you one that I didn't think of until you just said it, Mark, was the Live Target baits. I know Live Target's coming out with their saltwater versions of those baits pretty soon. I think it's going to be this end of this month or beginning of next. Do you know about that, or...?
I'm sorry, I kind of blacked out there for a second.
No problem. The Live Target hard baits. I know that they've got their saltwater series coming out. I believe it's going to be the end of this month or beginning of next where they're actually going to come out, or maybe, I don't even know, maybe the beginning of the year?
Beginning of the year, definitely, is when you're going to really start seeing them. Some smaller releases, you know, to you know, some of their... They're pros, and the pros are going to put them in their favorite tackle shops kind of thing. But to be truthfully honest, their blueback herring in, what is it, I think it's the original blueback herring. If you take that bait and you put it in the water by itself next to another mullet, you couldn't really tell the two apart in salt water. So actually that's what I've been using. they got a little 3-inch version. And then when I saw they were, like you said, they're coming out with the saltwater series. I had the opportunity of taking a look at one of them the other about a month and a half back. Yeah, I'm going to be stocking up on some Live Target saltwater series stuff now. Running out of frogs now, I got them. Damn.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm with you on that one. I definitely want to try and. Stockpile at least a tackle tray or two full of the mullet. They have the mullet and the pinfish and a couple of the others, but the mullet and pinfish just look freaking awesome. So I definitely want to get on to some of them. I don't know, man. That's
the cool thing
much...
about those Live Targets is just like the Spros. I'm sorry, I'm getting you off track here, but it's just something I have. That's why all I've been throwing lately are the Live Targets for bass. And you can actually take that bait, be running it back towards you, snap your rod tip, give it some line, roll, as soon as you snap the rod tip, you know, pretty much do the, you know, bow to the king move, and you can actually watch that whole bait spin around and face the other direction.
Oh,
which,
really?
Oh, yeah. You want to talk some vicious strikes, man. Oh, my God. I mean, just some of those ones where if you don't have both hands on the rod, you know, and you're not already leaning back to set the hook before they hit it, you're not going to get the bass kind of situation. So, yeah, it's just
I'm so stoked because I can just see a red ball on it, snapping the rod tip, spinning it around, and having that monster red just hit. Oh, God. I got to stop.
That's all right, man. I get it. I think the thing that I'm most hoping that I have before Christmas, again, is my Jackson Kayak Cuda. So if I can get that puppy in the next couple of weeks, I'll be a happy camper, and I'll be doing a very good and long and very in-depth write-up on it on yakangler.com. And I know Trey is in the chat room, and he's like me, dying to get his hands on his. So, but cool, man. Well, that's good. Mark, are you planning on fishing this week? I forgot when you said that tournament was, but are you planning on fishing this week at all?
Which Mark?
Landing crew.
I'm going to be heading up to Long Island this weekend, so I will be taking the kayak with me, and it's cold up there, and it's just the right temperature for some tog. Inshore tog. Literally I can spit to the beach kind of situation. Just hope the wind lays down in the South Bay and I can get on them.
Green crabbing it or what?
If I can find them. The green crabs have been pretty much non-existent up there this whole year. But some guys have been saying that, sand eel hasn't working really good, surprisingly, and whole clam. So we'll see.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Yeah, I miss catching blackfish, dude. That's what I've always called them, blackfish.
Yeah,
they're so tasty. Lozier, I know you're going home, buddy. You're going to be fishing?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we plan on getting a couple trips in while I'm home. A little striper action, a little trout action.
Sweet. Sounds good, man. I need to make it up that way one of these days so that I could do one of those striper trips with you guys. I really want to just fish around the bridges and try and catch some trigger fish in shore. That's kind of crazy to me that you guys catch them up there like that, but it's one of my favorite eating fish. Rob, are you fishing this week?
Oh, yeah, man. That weed knocking yesterday, and it was just it was a good day, man. It's such a great area. I've never taken the kayak back there, and there's just so many. I mean, dude, right up to the mangroves, it was 12 feet deep.
Wow.
And it's right in the middle of everywhere in St. Pete, but when you're out there, it's like being in the Everglades or something, or Pine Island, or you just feel like you're in the middle of nowhere. I got to take you out there sometime, man. That's a fantastic, fantastic place to fish, man.
Yeah,
it's
definitely
mangrove shorelines, and it's like these little nooks and crannies, and I can't tell you how many times I finally, after I did it about 4 or 5 times, I was like, okay, just cast to the little nooks and crannies, and because every time that, you'd go paddling up to one, you'd see a redfish darting out of there, So I was like, okay, after I did that 4 or 5 times, I'm like, anytime I saw one of those nooks and crannies, it's like a little miniature bay that goes, and it's shallower, and it's like deep water up to it, and then, it kind of gets a little bit shallower.
Right.
Man, I got to take you back there, dude. You'd love that.
And you just got a mangrove slam the other day, didn't you?
Yeah. I'll talk about it tomorrow. But
sweet.
It was a pretty nice day yesterday. Great day to be on the water. Wheaton Island is, fantastic. It's just
awesome.
Oyster bars and mangrove shorelines, and dude, we were on this. I'm not kidding you. It was probably 3 football fields worth of mullet. It would be like, you'd scare, one of them, and it would just go, like the whole commotion and, splashing and everything would go for like 4 football fields, man. I'm not kidding you. It was just like an unbelievable biomass of mullet yesterday. It was ridiculous.
Is that from the video that you put up?
Yeah. It was crazy. I thought it was, I wasn't sure if it was bait, but you know, we're out there, and all of a sudden you hear this whoosh, you know, and it just keeps going, you know, the whoosh. And I thought, man, is that, that's either a huge school of bait or mullet. I couldn't tell which until we got up on them. And it was, you know, they were probably about 10-inch mullet, but it was just an ungodly amount of them. I thought there might be some fish in there, you know, feeding on them. And it was like a little sandbar, you know, probably about a foot deep. And everywhere around it was deep water. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah, I definitely want to make it over there and fish with you, too. We've been trying to plan that for a long time now, and that sounds like a place that would be right up my alley. Definitely something I'd be into. But also, before we get off tonight, I got about 8 minutes left of the show. I wanted to talk real quick about the boondoggle. The boondoggle that is coming up in February down in Chokoluski, Florida. For those of you that haven't heard about it, you must be living underneath a rock. But if you haven't, that's okay. We like rock creatures too. Down in the southwest corner of our state here, there's this beautiful place called Chokoluski, Florida. It's basically out in the middle of nowhere. And it's just south of Everglades City and has probably, I would have to say, probably the best snook fishing that I know of in the state. Not for monsters per se. I mean, you'll catch a few big ones, but the number of smaller snook, from what I've heard from everyone who's fished there, is just absolutely incredible. Along with snook, we'll find tarpon and redfish down there. I'm going to try my best to make it to this boondoggle. As long as my schedule is open, I will be there, hopefully even with the wife in tow. So it should be very interesting. The dates, I'm looking right now. The dates are, unless Rob knows them off the top of his head,
17th through the 20th.
Woo! Hero. 17th through the 20th,
I
February.
I think.
Those are
the core dates. Now, you know, you can go down before or after, you know, and stay later, whatever.
Yeah, and it should be a good time had by all, as most of the boondoggles seem to be. I didn't get to go to any of them yet. The Jacksonville one, I didn't get to go to. However, we had our own little miniature boondoggle here in the lagoon, and that was a lot of fun. And every time you guys are all down, it's just a good time, man, to get around everybody and have like-minded people. Let's see, DDL says he wants to target the snook and tarpon with a fly. I assure you, when the tide rolls, that the snook would not be a problem. I got a customer that comes into the shop every now and again, a young guy who's never really fly fished much before in his entire life, and he's gone down there and caught double-digit snook on every outgoing tide, so on fly, so it shouldn't be too bad. But yeah, we'll get together hopefully and have some good eats. I'm sure there'll be some good stories to be told, and we'll all gain another 10 pounds on whatever kind of dessert somebody decides to make. What did you guys have last time? Some sort of a apple pie or some kind of cobbler or something? But
Cobbler.
There you go, cobbler. But yeah, man, that should be a good time had by all. As I said, it's definitely one of those things that'll be worth checking out. So, and I know it's a long journey for some of you guys. I know we were thinking about making it down the Keys, which would have been even further. But if you can make it, it'd be worth it for sure. And that's about all I got. I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. Mark and Mark Show, I appreciate you guys showing up. Lozier, I hope you have a safe trip home. Wheeler, I hope you make it to Long Island safe and sound and kill some blackfish. Rob, as always, man, I appreciate you showing up, man, and joining in on the conversation. Everybody
no
in the chat room. Yeah, man. Everybody in the chat room, I appreciate you guys joining me as always, and those listening to the podcast later on. Thank you very much for all your support, all your prayers again from last week. And, yeah, everybody take it easy. Have a safe night. Check out yakangler.com. Check me out at Facebook. If we're not friends, be friends with me. I want to be your friend. Friend. And I'm tired. And let's see. Fishing Florida Sportswoman, Fishing Florida Radio. Check them out, too. Fishing Florida Radio is on 740 The Game AM channel. Saturday mornings from 6 a.m. till 9 o'clock. So it's a good show, good guys. A couple of guys are listeners to my show, so show those guys some love and respect and some support as well. And that's it. That's all I got. So everybody have a safe week. We'll talk to you later on in the week, tomorrow night. Check out Rob's show. Bad Backcast is going to be on live at 8 o'clock Eastern Wednesday. Are you still doing your show? Oh, he's gone. I'm sure he'll still be doing his show Wednesday night. Mark Landing, Crew Wheeler at 8 o'clock. And then we got Chip Gibson, the Godfather himself, will be Thursday night, 8 o'clock. And then we have the West Coast show with Isaac the Nothing Miller and the Spike Man. So check it out. That's 8 o'clock Eastern as well. All right, guys. Good night. Maybe.
Okay.